Next patient is William Lud. The last name is L, like a Lima, U, like a uniform, E, like an echo, D, like a delta, D, like a delta, E, like an echo, Lud, L-U-E-D-D-E. This is a clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, that are most likely related to the nephrosclerosis that the patient has. At the present time, this patient has an estimated GFR of 23 mLs per minute, that is lower than the prior determination. The serum creatinine went up to 2.6. The only change has been the administration of hydrochlorothiazide that was prescribed by the pulmonologist in order to improve the sinus drainage. My recommendation is to take this medication no more than 2 to 3 times a week. I'm going to check the kidney function in about 3 months. The protein creatinine ratio didn't go high. It's 342. Following number, the patient has no evidence of hyperkalemia. Following number, no evidence of hypercalcemia. The patient has a history of hyperuricemia, taking Uloric 40 milligrams daily. Following number, type 2 diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C between 7.5 and 8. Following number, the patient has COPD, that is evaluated by Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is stable. Since there is the deterioration of the kidney function, I'm going to check the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was explained about the changes in the chemistry, and he agrees to come at that period of time. We invested the 7 minutes in the laboratory interpretation, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, in the documentation 6 minutes.